This is the NOCN ESOL International Independent User Level B2 Listening Examination. Please check that your name and other details are on your mark sheet. The invigilator will have explained how to fill in the mark sheet. Do not write on your examination paper. Put your answers on the mark sheet. The listening examination will now begin. Part 1. You will hear 10 sentences. Read the replies on your examination paper. You have 2 minutes to read the replies on your examination paper. Listen to the sentences. You will hear the sentences in full twice. Choose the best reply for the situation. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
1. Can we get a taxi tonight? 2. Which football team do you support? 3. Strawberries are my favourite fruit. 4. What do you think of the flowers in my garden? 5. What time does the ferry stop sailing today? 6. I like to be by the pool on holiday. 7. I hate pineapple on pizza. 8. What would you like to do on your birthday? 9. Do you have a ticket to see the best DJ in town? 10. I am so full of cold.
Now listen to the sentences again.
1. Can we get a taxi tonight? 2. Which football team do you support? 3. Strawberries are my favourite fruit. 4. What do you think of the flowers in my garden? 5. What time does the ferry stop sailing today? 6. I like to be by the pool on holiday. 7. I hate pineapple on pizza. 8. What would you like to do on your birthday? 9. Do you have a ticket to see the best DJ in town? 10. I am so full of cold.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. You will hear 2 conversations. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both conversations. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to conversation 1. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Phil. I'm glad I caught up with you. You do remember we are having a get-together on Saturday night for Jim's birthday, don't you?
Hey, Sally. Yes, no worries. I have it on my calendar app on my phone. Are we still playing board games and having a takeaway?
Yes, but I can't decide on which board games to take. We need games that are fun and that everyone will enjoy. So it's a no to chess and backgammon.
I played a game a few weeks ago at Faye's and it was such fun. Each person had to take turns to give 3 answers to a question on a card within 5 seconds to get points for their team. The pressure of having to answer so quickly made people panic and say silly things. It was called the 5-second rule.
That sounds fun. Simple, but a good laugh. What do you think of Twister, as that will get us all up and moving? A bit of exercise?
A good game, but I think Tom and his knee injury might rule him out, and Jenny's bad back might be a problem. Perhaps not this Saturday night.
Very true. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe not too many physical games. I think a traditional pub quiz game with 2 teams would be enjoyable, as everyone likes a quiz and to play in a team competing against each other. General knowledge, of course, so we can all join in. I have a great quiz book with over 10,000 questions.
Yeah, that'll be great. Is it still at yours at 7:30?
Yes, but remember, I've swapped flats from 2A to number 32A, as the ground floor flat was too noisy.
Oh yes, I had forgot. I'll call the others to remind them and remind them to bring the takeaway menus too.
Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Phil. I'm glad I caught up with you. You do remember we are having a get-together on Saturday night for Jim's birthday, don't you?
Hey, Sally. Yes, no worries. I have it on my calendar app on my phone. Are we still playing board games and having a takeaway?
Yes, but I can't decide on which board games to take. We need games that are fun and that everyone will enjoy. So it's a no to chess and backgammon.
I played a game a few weeks ago at Faye's and it was such fun. Each person had to take turns to give 3 answers to a question on a card within 5 seconds to get points for their team. The pressure of having to answer so quickly made people panic and say silly things. It was called the 5-second rule.
That sounds fun. Simple, but a good laugh. What do you think of Twister, as that will get us all up and moving? A bit of exercise?
A good game, but I think Tom and his knee injury might rule him out, and Jenny's bad back might be a problem. Perhaps not this Saturday night.
Very true. I hadn't thought of that. Maybe not too many physical games. I think a traditional pub quiz game with 2 teams would be enjoyable, as everyone likes a quiz and to play in a team competing against each other. General knowledge, of course, so we can all join in. I have a great quiz book with over 10,000 questions.
Yeah, that'll be great. Is it still at yours at 7:30?
Yes, but remember, I've swapped flats from 2A to number 32A, as the ground floor flat was too noisy.
Oh yes, I had forgot. I'll call the others to remind them and remind them to bring the takeaway menus too.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 2. Conversations. Listen to conversation 2. You will hear the conversation twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Hi, Andrea. I'm just calling to say I arrived back home safely, and a massive thank you for being my host during my wonderful stay with you, while enjoying the experience of the Tour de France this year.
Pete, it was a joy having you here. We've had some great adventures at the different stages of the 108th edition of the Tour. What did you like best of all?
Well, I know we could not see all 21 stages, as my camper van was too old to manage the 3,414-kilometre route. But I think stage 12, when the van crawled up Mount Ventoux, known as the Beast of the Provence, to watch the effort the riders made cycling up the mountain.
Oh, I agree, especially as they had to do it again before the final. But watching them power up the roads was incredible. I think we chose the best stages to see, as starting at Brest in the northwest would have made it too tiring to enjoy. Were you surprised when Tadej Pogačar won for Team Emirates?
Yes, but he was one of the favourites at only 22 years old, and he is the defending champion. I was hoping Geraint Thomas, riding for the UK in Team Ineos, would have won. But after that nasty crash on stage 3, I think it held him back.
I was hoping Julian Alaphilippe, France's best chance of claiming the Tour, would win. It has been 35 years since a Frenchman won the overall race in 1984. Unfortunately, not this year.
No victory for either of us, but boy did we enjoy the final in Paris on Sunday. The atmosphere was electric. Can we say the same time and the same place for next year, my friend?
Of course, Pete. You're always welcome here in my hometown of Valence. Until next year, my friend. Now listen to the conversation again.
Hi, Andrea. I'm just calling to say I arrived back home safely, and a massive thank you for being my host during my wonderful stay with you, while enjoying the experience of the Tour de France this year.
Pete, it was a joy having you here. We've had some great adventures at the different stages of the 108th edition of the Tour. What did you like best of all?
Well, I know we could not see all 21 stages, as my camper van was too old to manage the 3,414-kilometre route. But I think stage 12, when the van crawled up Mount Ventoux, known as the Beast of the Provence, to watch the effort the riders made cycling up the mountain.
Oh, I agree, especially as they had to do it again before the final. But watching them power up the roads was incredible. I think we chose the best stages to see, as starting at Brest in the northwest would have made it too tiring to enjoy. Were you surprised when Tadej Pogačar won for Team Emirates?
Yes, but he was one of the favourites at only 22 years old, and he is the defending champion. I was hoping Geraint Thomas, riding for the UK in Team Ineos, would have won. But after that nasty crash on stage 3, I think it held him back.
I was hoping Julian Alaphilippe, France's best chance of claiming the Tour, would win. It has been 35 years since a Frenchman won the overall race in 1984. Unfortunately, not this year.
No victory for either of us, but boy did we enjoy the final in Paris on Sunday. The atmosphere was electric. Can we say the same time and the same place for next year, my friend?
Of course, Pete. You're always welcome here in my hometown of Valence. Until next year, my friend. Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. You will hear two broadcasts. Read the questions and answers on your examination paper for both broadcasts. You have 2 minutes to read them. Listen to broadcast one. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
Iceland is well known for its volcanoes, and recently, near the capital of Reykjavik, lava started to pour out from a crack in a mountain nearby. The first eruption of its kind in more than 800 years. People in their thousands flocked to see this amazing sight on Friday night. A local, Olvar Johannesson, a 21-year-old engineer, described it as absolutely breathtaking. It smells pretty bad, but for me, what was surprising were the colours of the orange, much, much deeper than what one would expect. Another witness was Ranweeg, who lives 8 kilometres from the eruption. He said, "I can see the glowing red sky from my window." Scientists at the foot of the volcano were filmed cooking sausages on its lava as they studied the eruption, which was classed as quite small and no one was in real danger, although people were advised to keep windows shut in case of any escaping gases. The Icelanders had been preparing themselves for the eruption for several weeks, as there had been as many as 50,000 recent earthquakes. In 2010, the eruption of another volcano caused the air traffic across Europe to come to a stop, as much ash was thrown out into the sky, making visibility impossible for the airplanes.
Now listen to the broadcast again.
Iceland is well known for its volcanoes, and recently, near the capital of Reykjavik, lava started to pour out from a crack in a mountain nearby. The first eruption of its kind in more than 800 years. People in their thousands flocked to see this amazing sight on Friday night. A local, Olvar Johannesson, a 21-year-old engineer, described it as absolutely breathtaking. It smells pretty bad, but for me,
What was surprising were the colours of the orange, much, much deeper than what one would expect. Another witness was Ranweeg, who lives 8 kilometres from the eruption. He said, "I can see the glowing red sky from my window." Scientists at the foot of the volcano were filmed cooking sausages on its lava as they studied the eruption, which was classed as quite small and no one was in real danger, although people were advised to keep windows shut in case of any escaping gases. The Icelanders had been preparing themselves for the eruption for several weeks, as there had been as many as 50,000 recent earthquakes. In 2010, the eruption of another volcano caused the air traffic across Europe to come to a stop, as much ash was thrown out into the sky, making visibility impossible for the airplanes.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part 3. Broadcasts. Listen to broadcast 2. You will hear the broadcast twice. Answer the questions. You will then have 2 minutes to check your answers.
On this afternoon's show, here at People's Views, 2745 FM, we're discussing what it would take to encourage you to start visiting small museums again. A local museum here in Wiltshire has decided to show a painting of Malmesbury Abbey, painted by the famous British painter J.M.W. Turner for the first time in 200 years, in the hope of attracting visitors. Joseph Mallard Williams Turner was inspired by the Abbey ruins when he first visited it in 1791. When he was 16. He later returned, aged 52, to paint it in watercolour. Another exhibit to help draw visitors in is at the Bath Royals Summer Exhibition, the mysterious Jurassic crocodile discovered by Captain McNair, a Victorian railway engineer, during the building of the Wiltshire, Somerset and Weymouth Railway. The crocodile is thought to be a new, as yet undiscovered, species. So, would any of the above exhibits encourage you to visit a museum? Or do you have examples of what your local museums have done to encourage visitors? please call in on 07 661 375 421 or text, as I would like to hear and discuss your views and news live on air with me, Tricia Wells, this sunny Tuesday afternoon.
Now listen to the broadcasts again.
On this afternoon's show, here at People's Views, 2745 FM, we're discussing what it would take to encourage you to start visiting small museums again. A local museum here in Wiltshire has decided to show a painting of Malmesbury Abbey, painted by the famous British painter J.M.W. Turner for the first time in 200 years, in the hope of attracting visitors. Joseph Mallard Williams Turner was inspired by the Abbey ruins when he first visited it in 1791, when he was 16. He later returned, aged 52, to paint it in watercolour. Another exhibit to help draw visitors in is at the Bath Royals Summer Exhibition, the mysterious Jurassic crocodile discovered by Captain McNair, a Victorian railway engineer, during the building of the Wiltshire, Somerset and Weymouth Railway. The crocodile is thought to be a new, as yet undiscovered, species. So, would any of the above exhibits encourage you to visit a museum? Or do you have examples of what your local museums have done to encourage visitors? Please call in on 07 661 375 421 or text, as I would like to hear and discuss your views and news live on air with me, Tricia Wells, this sunny Tuesday afternoon.
Now check your answers. You have 2 minutes to check your answers. That is the end of the listening examination. Please check your mark sheet is completed correctly. Put your pens down. End of examination.